The question and answer program everyone enjoys.
I would say yeah.
That's right.
That's right.
Here are the questions.
It is quiz time. It is the history quiz. And the theme of the quiz is Christmas. I actually feel a little bit nervous. All of a sudden, as that song was coming to an end, I felt a little bit of tightness in my chest, a few butterflies in my belly, because this is my first time doing the quiz. And I know how much you all love the quiz. So jump on board. 1-300-800-222 is the name, or is the theme, sorry, is the number to play. See how nervous I am? I can't even speak. I'm all jittery. I feel like this is a really big deal. So if you want to play, 1-300-800-222 is the number to call to jump in the queue to play the quiz. And the theme tonight is Christmas. All right, let's get into it, shall we? Anne from Randwick, hello.
Hello, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Now, tell me, how many times do you think you've played the history quiz in your experience of nightlife?
Oh, about half a dozen, six or seven.
How have you gone so far? Like, am I leading with somebody who's already a champ?
No.
How do you feel about your chances tonight?
I was so excited once when I got one right.
Oh, okay. I mean, I hear the quiz and I know how tough the questions are. They're pretty hardcore, aren't they?
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to...
What I did do, not this year, but last year, I did karaoke with Pav and I did the Little Drummer Boy.
Right. Okay. Right. Yeah. Okay. So you've got a fair bit of experience in the spotlight though, Anne. All right. Okay. You ready? Are you ready for the first question?
I am. Thank you. And don't be nervous. You're very good.
Oh, well, thank you very much, Anne. I think there's just a lot of pressure on the quiz, you know. I know that there's a lot of listeners, nightlifers, who take it very, very seriously. So I'll just put the number out there again, Anne, and then we'll get to this first question for you tonight. 1-300-800-222 if you'd like to play the quiz. Okay, Anne from Randwick. First question. Now, which island did Captain William Miners of the British East India Company formally name on Christmas Day, 1643?
Christmas Island.
Oh, yes, yes, there you go. First question, first correct answer. Anne, this is good. This is good. I'm liking this. All right, okay. Question number two, which ancient Roman midwinter celebration usually ran from December 17th to 23rd and was eventually replaced by Christmas on the Roman calendar? So it preceded Christmas. It was ancient Roman midwinter celebration, which usually ran from December 17th to 23rd. What do you think?
Well, I don't know, because when I did history at school, I did modern history. I didn't do ancient history.
Okay. Do you want to have any kind of guess?
Merry Christmas and good night and pass it on to the next person.
All right. Thank you so much, Anne. I'm going to put the question out there again. Okay. If you're listening and you want to play, 1-300-800-222. And she was quick off the mark. She got the first question right, but the second question is still up for grabs. It is, which ancient Roman midwinter celebration usually ran from December 17th to 23rd and was eventually replaced by Christmas on the Roman calendar? So if you think you know what that is, or you just want to get in the queue to play, 1-300-800-222. We are in the middle of the quiz here on ABC Nightlife. Now, I've heard Suzanne do this quite a few times, and I know that she runs a very tight ship. So I've been told not to let you try and take advantage of me being the new kid and that I'm fundamentally a softie. I've been told no clues. I'm not allowed too much silence where I might suspect that you are up to no good, i.e. searching it up, because if there's too much silence, I've been told you're out. There's no phoning a friend. You have to walk this quiz odyssey on your own to reach the holy grail as winner of the history quiz, with tonight's theme being Christmas. So if you do want to play, 1-300-800-222 to get on board.
News, sport and talk ad-free. ABC Local Radio. Download the ABC Listen app and listen wherever you are.
Yes, I've got a few correct answers coming in on the text line. Julia, yes, you are right. That is correct. Xanthi, not correct from Edge Hill, but I love that you're having a crack. Harry, you are correct on the text line as well. So I'd love some calls coming through on this second question. Here it is again. Which ancient Roman midwinter celebration usually ran from December 17th to 23rd and was eventually replaced by Christmas on the Roman calendar? Yes, you definitely can text in, but calling is the way to go. Then we can have a little bit of a chat. You can tell me where you are. And even if you get the answer wrong, it's so fine. Nothing terrible happens. No animals will be harmed in the making of the quiz. So I'm really, really excited to get your phone calls. So let's jump to David from Beaconsfield in Victoria. Hello. Hello, David. Oh, there you are. You're on the other line. Hello, David.
Yeah. Now, I haven't heard a question if you've asked one yet.
Okay, I've asked a few. Do you want to hear this? We're up to question number two. Anne from Randwick, she got it. She got the first one straight away, but she lucked out on the second. Okay, question number two, David from Beaconsfield in Vico. Which ancient Roman midwinter celebration usually ran from December 17th to 23rd and was eventually replaced by Christmas on the Roman calendar?
Yes, so I can only say the midwinter festival.
No, that's okay. Been a bit of a common one that's been coming through on the text line. Right. Not quite correct, but thank you so much for your call today, David from Beaconsfield. So that one's still up for grabs. Noel from East Ryde, do you want me to repeat the question for you?
No, it's fine. Thank you.
All right. Okay. Well, before you get to your answer, tell me how your day has been today, this 21st of December.
Battened down, too hot to do anything in the garden, so I just read all day.
Oh, what are you reading?
Oh, I suppose I've just started something called The Deep End Ocean.
Okay.
And it's a novel that's really looking at the impact of grief and losing a child. I mean, its central character is absolutely devastated and loses all contact with her family and the outer world.
That sounds like some pretty heavy reading today, Noel.
It has been, and I'm rather hoping that I can get a lift at the end of the day.
All right, okay. Well, you're on the quiz. Let's see if we can help you just lift your spirits a little bit. So do you have an answer to this question?
Is it Saturnalia?
It is Saturnalia. That's excellent. So we've already lifted your spirits. Shall we keep on rolling? Are you ready?
Yep.
Question number three. On Christmas Day in the year 800, which crown did Charlemagne receive?
Emperor of the Holy Roman Empire.
You are correct. No, you are on an absolute roll. I'm loving this for you. Okay, question number four. What did Richard Johnson become the first person to do in Australian history on Christmas Day 1788? What do you think? Okay, Noel?
Was he unfortunate enough to be killed on that day?
No, nothing even close to that morbid end. No, but thank you so much. Two questions. That's not too bad. Thank you so much for playing this evening. Neil from Essendon. Hello.
Good evening. How are you going?
I'm going really well. As I said, I'm a bit nervous about hosting the quiz because it's a big deal, but we are rocking along quite nicely. Now, did you catch question number four?
I wouldn't mind it being repeated, please.
Okay. What did Richard Johnson become the first person to do in Australian history on Christmas Day 1788?
I'm going to give a weird answer.
I love weird answers.
The first person to celebrate his birthday on Christmas Day in Australia.
No, it's not that, Neil from Essendon, but I liked that you had a crack at that, and it could have been anything really, and that was as good a guess as any.
Well, my birthday is Christmas Day. That's why I thought I'd give it a shot.
Neil. Well, happy birthday for Christmas Day. Now tell me, has that always been difficult, or is it good to have your birthday on Christmas Day?
There's a good side and a bad side.
Okay.
The good side is you're bound to get a present. Bad side is people forget it's your birthday. So you go for the whole day, Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas. And that's about it.
Yeah, and yeah, I imagine you're just kind of hanging for people to say, and happy birthday.
Exactly.
Oh, well, Neil from Essendon, happy birthday from me. And I'm just going to speak on behalf of the entire Nightlife listenership, and I'm going to wish you happy birthday from all of us for Christmas Day. Neil from Essendon, my pleasure. Thank you so much for playing tonight. We are in the middle of the history quiz, and the theme tonight is Christmas. It is the history of Christmas. So if you want to play, 1-300-800-222. Tony from Ballarat, you've been brave enough to jump on the line.
I have a question, please.
Oh, yes. Are you ready? Okay. What did Richard Johnson become the first person to do in Australian history on Christmas Day in 1788?
First chaplain of the colony?
Yes, yes. So, as a chaplain, what might he do?
First church service?
It was. I'm going to give that to you, actually, Tony, because it's so close. Yes, he preached the first Christmas sermon in Australia. He was the Colony of New South Wales official chaplain. The date there, 1788, was a bit of a giveaway, wasn't it? You ready for question five, Tony?
Yes, please.
In which modern-day country was St. Nicholas, an early Christian bishop, living in approximately the 4th century? In which modern-day country was St. Nicholas, an early Christian bishop, living in approximately the 4th century? So you've got to pick a country here.
Turkey.
Yes, that is correct. Excellent, Tony. You're on a roll. Have you played the quiz many times before?
Several, yes.
Okay, all right. So you're an old hat at this. All right, you've got a roll on. Let's go. Question number six. Established in 1933, which Australian city plays host to one of the largest Christmas pageants in the world, generally held on the second weekend of November? Okay, Tony, come on.
Yes, I'm listening.
Yep, got an answer?
I'll go from Melbourne.
No, it's not Melbourne, but thank you so much for playing tonight, Tony. We are in the middle of the history quiz with the theme being Christmas. So it's all historical questions about Christmas. Keep those texts coming in. Oh, there's quite a lot of you knew about Turkey as the answer to that question. And Paul from Reevesby, yes, you were spot on with the first church service in the new settlement, which wasn't exactly the first church service, but it was the first Christmas sermon happened in 1788. So if you'd like to play 1-300-800-222, we are up to, this is the question again, I'll repeat it for you. Established in 1933, which Australian city plays host? So it's just it's an Australian city. There's not a lot of those. Yes, Diana from Woodnalling. Oh, I don't know how to say that. There is way too many vowels in that. But Diana, on the text line, you've got that right. So the question is, where am I? I've lost my question. Hold on a second. Established in 1933, which Australian city plays host to one of the largest Christmas pageants in the world, generally held on the second weekend of November? And we know that it is not Melbourne. That was Tony's guess. It is not Melbourne. All right. So there's only a few other cities to choose from. Jane, no, your answer is not correct on the text line. Neither is yours, Amelie from Launceston. Rachel in Kilmore, yes, you are spot on. Catherine, you are spot on. Maurice from Albany, a spot. Look, you texters who are all over this, I think that you should be bold tonight and you should just give me a buzz. Instead of texting me the correct answer, why don't you jump on the phone? 1-300-800-222 is the number to call. All right, let's go to you, Wayne. Hello.
G'day, how you doing?
I'm good. Road Train WA, is that the name of the place?
No, it's the truck I'm driving. I'm driving a road train.
Well, that makes more sense to me. I was like, well, but that would be a good name for a place in Western Australia, considering the long distances that you do travel. So you're currently, you're driving right now. You've hopefully pulled over to play the quiz. Do you want the question again?
I've got my headset on and I'm heading back out to the farm to get another load of grain.
All right. Okay. All right, Wayne, do you want the question again or are you good to go?
No, what's the question again, please?
Okay. Established in 1933, which Australian city plays host to one of the largest Christmas pageants in the world, generally held on the second week of November? So it's not Melbourne. Oh, what was that?
Sydney.
Sorry? No, it's not Sydney either. Oh, that is a bit of a bugger, Wayne. Well, happy driving and thank you so much for playing the quiz tonight. Lee from Richmond in New South Wales, first time player to the quiz.
Yes, thank you. Thank you for having me.
My pleasure. I'm actually pleased that there's another newbie to join me because I'm newbie status. This is the first time I've hosted the quiz.
Oh, excellent. I've only been driving a short time listening in and you're doing great.
Oh, well, thank you so much. I really appreciate that. Okay, so you're ready for the... Do you need the question again?
Might get it one more time. I'm not confident.
All right. Okay. Established in 1933, which Australian city plays host to one of the largest Christmas pageants in the world, generally held on the second weekend of November? We know it's not Melbourne and it's not Sydney.
Can I go with Brisbane?
Oh, you can, but you'd be wrong. So unfortunately, that's the wrong answer. But thank you so much, Lee, for playing tonight. And thank you for calling for the very first time. Yes. I love that. All right.
Thanks again.
My pleasure. Stuart from Victor Harbour.
Oh, g'day. How you doing?
Very well, thank you. I reckon you're going to get this right. Do you know what the answer is?
You should go there as a child, yeah.
Mm, Adelaide. Okay. Adelaide. It is, of course, Adelaide. All right. Question 7.
I know everyone thinks everything's after the eastern states. It just doesn't.
You just wanted to call in just to say that, didn't you? You're like, I've got this one.
It is an observation. It's like, you just forget South Australia exists. I'm glad because no one comes here.
Yeah, well, we did do a fair bit of talk about South Australia in the first hour, but unfortunately it was about that horrendous algal bloom that you've been experiencing. How terrible has that been?
I don't know how terrible it's been, but it just seems to be I think the world's becoming too polluted.
Yes, well, that's what Dr. Joe was talking about in our first hour. Let's get into this next question. You ready?
Okay, then.
Okay.
What's your name, sorry?
My name's Mel.
G'day, Mel. How are you doing?
Stunt double tonight for Suzanne while she's on holidays. Okay, question 7. In which country is the Christmas tree, known as the yoker, a vital part of New Year's Eve celebrations rather than Christmas ones, due to historical attempts to stamp out the celebration of religious festivals? In which country is the Christmas tree, known as the yorker, a vital part of New Year's Eve celebrations rather than Christmas ones, due to historical attempts to stamp out the celebration of religious festivals?
What a great idea to stamp out religion. Mm. Well, it's pretty smart people, I think.
So you've got to pick a country.
Oh, yeah, I've got 220, I suppose. Look, I'll have a guess of Finland.
No, sorry, Stuart, it's not Finland.
That's
but
right,
thank you so much for playing the quiz tonight. Maria from Ipswich, hello.
Oh, g'day, Mel. How are you going?
I'm good. I'm glad you've called me because you're a fellow Ipswich person. I grew up in Ipswich.
Oh, wonderful.
I went to school in Goodna.
Okay.
Yes, and most of my friends were in Riverview or Raceview or such places. So you're making me reminisce now, Maria. Sorry, I'm distracting from the quiz. Do you want the question again, Maria?
No, I heard it before.
Okay. What do you think?
I'm going to guess Greenland.
No, it's not Greenland either. But thank you so much, Maria, for having a crack and taking me down memory lane in Ipswich. Thank you so much, John from Bankstown. Hello.
Yeah, g'day.
Now, do you want me to read the question again, or are you good to go?
No, right. I was coming off loudspeaker, so I didn't hear it.
Okay. In which country is the Christmas tree, known as the yoke, a vital part of New Year's Eve celebrations rather than Christmas ones, due to historical attempts to stamp out the celebration of religious festivals? So you've got to pick a country. We know it's not Greece. We know it's not Iceland. We know it's not Greenland.
Turkey.
No, not Turkey either, John.
My first guess was Iceland, actually.
Yes, well, I think there's a word in there known as the yolka. It's spelled Y-O-L-K-A, so I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right or not, but that might be a bit of a clue for some linguists out there. In which country is the Christmas tree known as the yolka? Thank you so much for playing, John, from Bankstown. Dan from the Caves in Queensland, hello.
Hello, Mel.
How are you going tonight?
Is it Brompton? Oh.
Is it what, sorry?
Your last name, Brompton?
It's Bampton.
Bampton.
Yeah, and it's strange, actually, because people often add the R and say Brampton. I don't know why. It's happened to me my whole life. But you called me Brompton. I haven't had that before, so that's
well,
new.
Because I listen on the TV.
Mm-hmm. Ah, okay.
It comes up Brompton.
Yeah, right. That's the translation, the subtitles. Okay, you ready, Dan? Yeah. Do you want to hear the clue again?
Oh, not really.
Oh, it's a long question. All you got to do is just pick a country.
Yugoslavia.
No, it's not Yugoslavia either, unfortunately. So I think we've had Yugoslavia, we've had Greenland, we've had Iceland. Peter from Bendigo, are you going to have a stab at this?
Hello, Mel. I've only just got on and I haven't even heard the question.
All right. Okay. In which country is the Christmas tree, which is known as the yolka, which is spelled Y-O-L-K-A, a vital part of New Year's Eve celebrations rather than Christmas ones due to historical attempts to stamp out the celebration of religious festivals? So it's not Iceland. It's not Greenland. It's not Turkey. There was a few others in there. What would you like to guess? Which country?
Well, I'm going to have a stab and say Finland.
No, it's not Finland either. And no. It's also not Yugoslavia because we had that too. Peter from Bendigo, thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right. If you want to play tonight, 1-300-800-222 is the number to call me on to play the quiz. We've gotten a little bit stuck on question 7, so we do need someone to jump aboard. And I've just been told, Mel, don't spell out any of the words because it helps the cheats. Oh, okay, right. Sorry, I'm not a very suspicious person, but thank you. That is a good tip. No more spelling from me. There's some very militant rules in this quiz, and I do not want to get in trouble from any of you. All right, so the question is, in which country is the Christmas tree known as the yolka, a vital part of New Year's Eve celebrations rather than Christmas ones due to historical attempts to stamp out the celebration of religious festivals? Will from Oakley, hello.
Hey, Mel, how are you?
I'm good. Would you like to pick a country, any country?
Yes, I believe it's Russia.
That
from
is
the Soviet times.
That is correct. Stalin banned Christmas trees at Christmas, but was convinced to allow them to become part of secular New Year's Eve celebrations. They are now erected in public places for New Year's Eve. So there you go. All right, Will, question 8. Which country is credited with having started the tradition of erecting and decorating Christmas trees? So which country is credited with starting the tradition of erecting and decorating Christmas trees?
Oh, wow. I feel like with the decorating part, I'm going to go the UK.
No, not the UK. Thank you so much for playing, though, Will. Let's get into question 8 with Gaylene from Bothwell. Hello, Gaylene.
Hello, Mel. How are you? I thought I'd better ring up because I haven't been on for quite a few weeks and I thought some of the listeners would be worried about what had happened to me, but I'm alive and well and getting ready, looking forward to Christmas.
Gaylene, why haven't you called up for the last few weeks?
Oh, different. I've had a few health problems.
Okay. Well, I'm glad that you're back on board tonight. Do you need the question again?
I know. I think it might be Germany.
It is Germany. That is absolutely correct, Gaylene. All right, question 9. We're rocking along now. Which Christmas song became the first song to be played in space when the astronauts on the Gemini 6A space flight broadcast it as a prank to the astronauts down below in 1965? So pick a Christmas song, Gaylene.
Oh, gee, this is a very hard question. I'll just guess Jingle Bells.
Well, yes, it is the classic and it is correct. Well done, Gaylene.
Oh, wonderful. Lucky guess.
All right, okay. Question 10. What was stolen from Westminster Abbey on Christmas Day in 1950? All right, Gaylene, what do you think?
Oh, gee, this is a tough one too.
Any ideas? Have a stab.
I'll leave it to the next person, I think.
All right, Gaylene. Well, congratulations on getting one correct, and thank you for letting us know how you are tonight. Andrew from Springwood, hello.
Hello, hi.
Hi, are you ready?
Yeah, sure.
All right. This is the question again. What was stolen from Westminster Abbey on Christmas Day, 1950?
And was it the Stone of Scone?
It was. I would have said the Stone of Scone, but I don't know. It's the but yes, the Stone of Scone, the Stone of Scone. But that is correct. Are you ready for the next question? Number 11, Andrew. With the tradition dating back to the late 1800s, in which Eastern European country do people make decorations of spiders to put on their Christmas trees and celebrate the legend of the Christmas spider?
Oh, gee, that's a good question.
You've got to have a stab. It's a country, we know that.
I'll guess Romania.
No, it's not Romania, Andrew, but thank you so much for playing tonight. You have a great evening.
You too. Happy Christmas.
Yeah, you too. Neroli from Bow Desert.
Yes, Mel. Good evening.
Did I pronounce your name right?
Yes, congratulations. You're one of the very few who do.
Well, thank you. I'm glad I got that right. Question 11. With the tradition dating back to the late 1800s, in which Eastern European country do people make decorations of spiders to put on their Christmas trees and celebrate the legend of the Christmas spider?
I have no idea, but I'm going to guess Yugoslavia.
No, not Yugoslavia, but a great guess there, Neroli. Thank you so much for giving us a buzz tonight on Night Love.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah, you too. Merry Christmas. Varden, hello.
Good evening, how are you?
Good. Now, I don't think I got your name right then, did I?
It's pretty close, Varden.
Varden, yeah, I put over, yes. I overemphasised the second syllable, didn't I? Okay.
That's okay.
Do you want me to read you the question again?
No. I have no idea either. It's a tricky one.
Well, it's Eastern European. We know that much. It's not Yugoslavia.
Eastern European.
You have to be quick, Varden, otherwise I'm being instructed. I have to cut you off. Go.
Okay, so it wasn't Yugoslavia?
Nope.
And what was the other one that was guessed?
Oh, I can't remember. You're asking a perimenopausal woman. Let's go.
Okay, yeah, no, I have no idea.
Oh, Varden, I held out such high hopes for you. Thank you so much for your call tonight.
Thanks.
Gary from Oakley, hello.
Well, hello, how are you?
Good, good. We're rocketing through now, all right? People are a bit stuck on this one. Any ideas?
I'm going to say the Ukraine.
It is Ukraine. Now, the story is that a poor but hardworking widow once lived in a small hut with her children. And then one summer day, a pine cone fell on the earthen floor of the hut and took root. And the widow's children cared for the tree, excited at the prospect of having a Christmas tree by winter. The tree grew, but when Christmas Eve arrived, they couldn't afford to decorate it. So the children went to bed sad and fell asleep. But overnight, the spiders had weaved all of their webs. And then when the children got up and the morning light was streaming through the window and hitting the spiders' webs, it turned them into gold and silver. So the widow and her children were overjoyed. And from then on, they never lived in poverty again. There you go.
Mm-hmm.
Question 12, Gary. In 1647, residents of Canterbury rebelled against Puritan laws, forcing shops to stay open on Christmas Day, with riots in the streets in which the mayor was pelted with mud, and a huge football game involving two inflated pig's bladders was played. What name were these riots given?
Was it the Christmas Day riots?
No, it's but you're on the right track, but it's not that straightforward. Gary, thank you for so much for playing tonight. Tyson from Swan Hill, hello.
Hello.
All right, do you need the question again or are you good to go?
Yes, please.
Okay. In 1647, residents of Canterbury rebelled against Puritan laws that forced shops to stay open on Christmas Day, with riots in the streets in which the mayor was pelted with mud, and a huge football game involving two inflated pig's bladders was played. What name were these riots given? And they weren't given the name the Christmas Day riots.
I reckon the first festive riots.
The what, sorry?
The first festive riots.
No, not that either, unfortunately. Tyson, what are you doing up so late at night?
Just heading back home from a hunt.
From a hunt? What were you hunting for?
Oh, pigs.
Are you, where's, in Swan Hill?
Near Swan Hill, yeah.
Yeah, okay, all right. Thank you so much for taking the time in your hunting to give us a call on the quiz tonight, Tyson.
All right, no problem.
Thanks, mate. You have a good night. We are in the midst of the history quiz, and the theme is Christmas, and I'd love for you to give me a call, 1-300-800-222. And David said, please stop pressuring people. I have to stop pressuring people. Okay, I was told I can't leave too much gaps of silence because I'm not supposed to leave any room for people to be searching. So I'll find a little bit more balance where I need to slow down a little bit. Okay, so slow down, give people a little bit more time. All right, is that what needs to happen here? Okay, all right, I'm taking that on board. If you'd like to play, 1-300-800-222. So the question that we're currently on is, it's because I'm nervous as well about the quiz, so I'm getting all pacey because I'm a bit nervous. In 1647, residents of Canterbury rebelled against Puritan laws, forcing shops to stay open on Christmas Day, with riots in the streets in which the mayor was pelted with mud and a huge football game involving two inflated pig's bladders was played. What name were these riots given? So let's see who we can go to. Betty from Dapto, hello.
Hello. How are you, Mel?
I'm very well, thank you. Apparently I'm not giving people enough time to find the answers, thinking time. So we'll slow things down a little bit, Betty. Do you have an answer to this question?
Yeah, well, could you give me the question again?
In 1647, residents of Canterbury rebelled against Puritan laws, forcing shops to stay open on Christmas Day, with riots in the streets in which the mayor was pelted with mud and a huge football game involving two inflated pig's bladders was played. What name were these riots given? Not the Christmas Day riots and not the festive riots.
Oh, Mel, I haven't got any idea.
Do you want to have a go?
Well, I don't think I could make a sensible answer.
No one says it has to be sensible, Betty.
Where do you usually work?
Well, I've been with the ABC for about 30 years on and off, and I've just returned after 10 years away.
Oh, right.
Yes. How am I going, Betty? Am I doing okay?
Oh, very well. Yes, you're doing wonderful.
Oh, thank you so much, Betty.
If you were much to do with the quiz, you know that I have a lot to do with the quiz and the 7 o'clock quiz. As a matter of fact, I turned 94 the other day.
Mm. 94?
94. And when I turn 95, if I'm still alive, the ABC are coming to my place to have a party.
Oh, Betty, that is so good. I hope that I can come along.
You're very welcome.
And
we've got a lot of well-known is Phil and David, and David comes and visits me. He's Phil's producer.
Well, Betty, I feel very privileged that I was on tonight and got a chance to talk to you. So thank you so much for calling and playing the nightlife quiz this evening. Even though I'm not Suzanne Hill, you gave me a buzz anyway.
And you're doing very well, Mel, very well.
Thank you, Betty, and enjoy this 94th year and heading towards your 95th birthday.
Thank you.
Rhiannon from Biwa, hello.
Hello.
Now, I'm going to just pause for a moment, Rhiannon, because I'm getting some different feedback on the quiz line here. I'm getting a couple of people texting in with some answers. Al on the Central Coast, no, that's not correct. Someone who's anonymous has got it right. Karen from Mullumbimby has said, Mel, you're doing just fine. Thank you very much, Karen. She's just responding to some of you saying that I'm going too fast. Bruce says, Mel, you're doing all right. Ignore the naysayers. Wow, I'm going to start a riot about whether I'm doing okay or not. All right, Rhiannon, let's go back to you. First time caller, hello.
Hello. You sounded nervous, so I figured I'd ring in and be nervous with you.
Great, good, because I felt I'm not nervous about, you know, I've been presenting a long time, but I feel like the quiz, people are pretty, you know, they're pretty...
An active community has a totally different vibe to just talking to a room, doesn't it?
Yes, well, I mean, I love an active community, but the quiz, people have a lot of ownership around the quiz, and I'm feeling that, Rhiannon. Do you have an answer for question 12? Do you need it again?
Was question 12 the riot?
Yes.
No, I don't, but I'm going to guess something about football, Christmas football riot.
No, it's not. But it was weird that there was a huge football game in the middle of the riot. That's an odd question, isn't it? But no, it's not the football riots either. But Rhiannon, thank you so much for being brave and joining me this evening. You have a good night.
Good night.
Sam, hello, from Harvey in Western Australia. How are you? Hello, Sam.
Yeah, hello, Suzanne. How are you?
I'm Mel. I'm the stunt double tonight for Suzanne because she's gone on holidays now.
Oh, I see. Anyhow, before I answer, I'll just wish you a Merry Christmas.
Thank you, Sam. Thank you so much.
Okay, so what's the question?
All right, please? The question is, in 1647, residents of Canterbury rebelled against Puritan laws, forcing shops to stay open on Christmas Day, with riots in the streets in which the mayor was pelted with mud and a huge football game involving two inflated pig's bladders was played. What name were these riots given?
Oh, being you good nice, I wouldn't have a clue.
No, it's tripping people up, this one. But thank you so much for your call this evening. Thank you, Sam. Have a merry, very merry Christmas. Cameron from South Perth, hello.
Yeah, good. Well, it's good evening here and good morning where you are. Yeah.
Thank you. Now, do you know the answer to this question? What are the names of these riots?
I'm just going to guess it's the football riots.
No, it's not the football riots. It's not the Christmas Day riots. It's not the festive riots. It's a bit of a tricky one, this one. Cameron, thank you so much for playing tonight.
Good.
You have a lovely Christmas. All right, I reckon we'll take another call here, but I want a few more in the queue. So if you're keen, 1-300-800-222, Jody in Sydney. Hello.
Hello, how are you?
Okay, I'm really good, but I'm hoping someone's going to know the answer to this question. Is it going to be you, Jody?
Oh, I hope so. I'm not sure. Is it the Jerusalem riots?
No, it's not. No, it's not the Jerusalem riots.
How bizarre. Okay.
You're so confident there, Jody. I feel bad that you didn't get it. But on the text line, Loz has got it. That is correct, Loz. Loz, you should call me so you can be the correct answer on air. 1-300-800-222. So if you know the answer, do give me a buzz. I'm still looking for this answer for the name of these riots that happened in 1647 in response to Puritan laws that forced shops to stay open on Christmas Day. David, hello.
Hello, how you going?
I'm good. I'm pretty keen for someone to answer question 12, which we're stuck on.
It's strange because I was actually reading something the other day and it's called the Plum Pudding Riots.
That is exactly right. It is the Plum Pudding Riots. It sounds almost adorable. I'm sure it wasn't at the time, but it sounds adorable. Okay, question 13, David. Are you ready?
Yep.
All right. Continuing with the Puritan theme here, in which early American colony, today a state, was a law enacted in 1659 making the observation of Christmas Day a penal offence with people fined for hanging decorations? So it's an early American colony, which is today a state.
Well, I'm just going to guess at Washington.
No, not Washington, unfortunately, David, but thank you so much for playing tonight. Tom in Sydney. Hello, hi. Tom. Hi. Hi. How are you tonight?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm very well. Did you hear the question or would you like it again?
Can I please have it again?
Okay. In which early American colony, which is today a state, was a law enacted in 1659 making the observation of Christmas Day a penal offence with people fined for hanging decorations?
Oh, okay. I'm actually from America, mm-hmm. so I know a tiny bit about some of the old weird religious stuff that they did back in the day.
Okay.
So my first instinct would be somewhere like Utah or something like that. But
that was a fake guess.
Yeah, it's a fake guess.
All right, come on, Tom.
We'll go Utah.
It's not Utah, but thank you so much, Tom, for calling in tonight. Jim in Campbelltown on the text line, you are correct. Yes, you are correct. The question is again, in which early American colony, today a state, was a law enacted in 1659, making the observation of Christmas Day a penal offence, with people fined for hanging decorations? So it's not Utah. So give me a buzz if you think you know what it is on 1-300-800-222. There's only a few questions left to go. So if you're keen to get involved, now is the time to give me a buzz. Hello, Luke. How are you?
Hi, how's it going?
Good. Do you know the answer to this question?
I do.
Okay, go. Yep.
Massachusetts.
Yes, that is correct. Okay, question 14, Luke. Every year, Norway send a giant Christmas tree to England, which stands in London's Trafalgar Square to thank England for what?
IKEA. I don't know.
No, that's not it. Thank you so much, Luke, for your call tonight. Have a great Chrissy.
No worries. You too. Catch up.
John from Rockley, hello.
G'day, I was calling up for the mob in the bar thing because I just finished listening to a podcast not that long ago where
yes.
they were trying to ban that when the pilgrims went to America.
Mm.
Had some extra ones turn up and they didn't like doing anything on Christmas.
No. So the old plum pudding riots eventuated and they got their way. And I love that it's called the plum pudding riots. Do you know the answer to this question, number 14, John? Would you like me to repeat it?
Well, the Norway Christmas tree.
Yep.
But I think it's something that, I don't know, the King of Oslo used to make it because as to thank England for their support during World War II.
That is 100% correct,
it's a special
John.
Norwegian spruce or something. I think there was some undercover operation there once where they actually went and got one to take over there when they were occupied. So,
really? Well, yeah. You know quite a lot about the Christmas tree in World War II.
Not really, just a podcast I listened to.
How good that's a podcast? We're just upping our general knowledge. All right, let's go to the next question, John. Let's go to question 15. It's going to be coming up to our final questions, I think. What took place spontaneously on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day 1914 that was officially banned from occurring in the following 3 years? What took place spontaneously on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day 1914 that was officially banned?
Wouldn't that be when the Germans and the English stopped and they started singing carols to each other and they had a little quick soccer game as well, I believe?
You are correct. You've given me way more detail than I needed, but it was the truces.
One of the guys on the German side, he was an opera singer, so he kicked it all off. So
It was the truces, yeah. That's right, for Christmas during World War One that became officially banned from occurring in the following 3 years.
I always said they'd be home by Christmas.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, John from Rocklea. Okay, I reckon we make this one the last question. You ready? Which seasonal New York ice skating venue was opened on Christmas Day 1936 and now attracts thousands of ice skaters every Christmas, with the rink bookended by a statue of Prometheus and a giant Christmas tree? Oh, that was a mouthful.
I wouldn't have a clue. Is it one at the Rockefeller Center?
Oh, my gosh, John. Ready? Brace yourself. You ready?
Okay.
John from Rocklea, you are the winner of tonight's quiz.
No, that's the only one I know.
There you go. Yeah, and
Rockefeller Center is the only one I know because it's in every movie.
The Rockefeller
show I used to watch of Tina Fey. Yeah.
The Rockefeller Center ice rink. Well, that was a great guest, John from Rocklea. Now, how are you spending your Christmas, John?
Well, we just had a pre-Christmas so we could get together with our in-laws, and they were all spread out all over the place from Birdsville to everywhere. And so we had everybody together this weekend for a big Christmas lunch and did some Christmas presents.
Nice.
I finally returned back to Brisbane and put our feet up. So it was good.
Nice, relaxing Christmas day because you've already taken care of all the business. Yeah. John from Rocklea, can you just stay on the line for me and I'll put you back to my producer extraordinaire, Soph. John from Rocklea, our winner of the quiz tonight.
You've been listening to a Nightlife podcast. For more great conversations about the issues that impact you, as well as features on travel and food, head to the Nightlife webpage. You'll find it at abc.net.au/nightlife. You don't need to be a night owl to enjoy the nightlife.